Let's begin now.
How are you doing, Ann? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I have a Kohler sink in my bathroom. Hang on, Lou. Sir, get your dog, please, and get it off my property. Come on, buddy. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No matter what you're doing, Lou's here to help till 10. Give us a call on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yeah, we're going to have a good day. Hi, everybody. It's the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by Ace Hardware, and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We've already talked a lot with all you people, so I'm going to get right to the callers and get going here, because Ralph is driving, I think, south on 65. Hey, Ralph, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you, sir?
My son is in the process of purchasing he's a first-time buyer, a house. It's a Cape Cod that has a dormer that's been put on top. Here's the issue. The inspector came out, and there was a tear-off on the dormer for the roof 5 years ago from a reputable company, actually, that advertises on the show. Here's my question. The inspector came out and looked at the roof and said that because I apologize, I don't know the angle of it, but since it's not as significant of a angle as it should be.
You mean the pitch of the roof?
Correct, the pitch on the roof. He's saying that asphalt shingles are not the correct product to put on a roof with that pitch. Now, it's not a flat roof, but it's not pitched enough, and he said it will be a problem with ice damming because of the slope of it. You know, you could get melting and freezing, mm-hmm. and it's going to get under the shingles.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, so we, you know, in our inspection report, we gave that to the seller, and he called the company back out as of yesterday, who looked at the roof and said, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the roof. You've got another good 15 years of quality roofing because it's got a 20-year shingle on it, and it's basically 5 years old. So we don't know who to believe.
Well, and did, okay, for a traditional shingled roof, the minimum pitch is a 412, okay? Which means that for every 12 inches you go horizontally, the roof has to rise 4 inches.
Okay.
So
okay,
that's an easy thing to figure out, in particular if you can get up in the attic and do a little ciphering with your tape measure. But do we know what the pitch is?
No, unfortunately.
Did the roofing contractor say, hey, buddy, it's a 412 pitch roof?
No. Basically, all he did was he sent the attorney for my son who's handling it.
Right.
A signed letter by them saying they came out and inspected the roof. They took pictures of it and said that, you know, besides one shingle that was missing, which they took care of, there's
right.
no issues with this roof. And, you know, it should be good for, like I said, another 15 years. So.
Right. Well, I mean, so, you know, here's the thing is what I just told you is the deciding factor. So you had this thing installed. It's inspected. The contractors that put it in came and inspected and said, there's nothing wrong with the roof. It's fine. We fixed the loose shingle that, you know, could have blown off. A lot of people lost some shingles with the bad wind we had the other, couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's typical. If it's a 412 roof, you're good to go, my friend. If it's a 3.5-12, you're even fine. You know what I mean? Because it can be, it's a Cape Cod.
Yeah.
So Cape Cods typically have steep roofs.
Well, yeah, the roof itself on the existing house
is steep.
So you can see where that does. It has a significant pitch, but the dormer that was put on top of it, you can see it's had a dormer installed. A lot of the houses in that area have that.
And is the dormer on the side of the roof? So in other words, it's a larger dormer, like a wall coming up, and then that portion of the roof is flat.
Well, yeah. I mean, technically, the dormer is almost the entire width of the house.
Correct.
And it has the same pitch. I'm not the same pitch, but the same angle as the existing roof line for the Cape Cod. It's just that when you're looking at it from the street, you literally cannot see the top of the roof because the angle that it's at. So I guess the question is going to be, and I guess my next question would be, so if it is not, is it some type of a rubber membrane that's supposed to be used then instead of a asphalt shingle?
Correct. If the roof is a more shallow pitch, if it's less than 4 or even 3.5, but 4 is kind of the magic number, then you would use some kind of rubber membrane roof or even roll roofing that would be what they call torch down, so that it looks, you know, if you wanted something with an aggregate. But the whole idea is that you want a membrane that's solid that goes, you know, that is that won't allow ice or water, if water sits there, to be problematic. Now, do we know how long the dormer's been there?
No, that we don't know. We don't know if the dormer, that information we couldn't get. The seller is being very difficult, to be honest with you. He's kind of developed an attitude.
Right. So here's my only thing. I mean, it sounds like you've got some experience in this world as well, and I'm sure that your son, it's your son, right, that's buying the house?
Yes.
I've bought and sold a lot of real estate, and the one rule of thumb that I've always followed is, if I have to force the deal to get done, I walk away. So if
we're almost at this stage.
You know what I mean? And so if all of a sudden it's like you're coming up with ways, what if we did this? Or what if we did that? If it has to force the deal, I know people get excited about, oh, my gosh, I love the house, and this is great, and it's got all this. Guess what? There's a lot of houses. I'm looking at my producer through the window when she was looking at her houses, and you don't know how many ones, I really want this house, and there'd be something there. And I said, don't force it. This doesn't seem right. And they really want that house. And then, you know, they walk away and they realize later, you don't know what you have until you walk away.
Right.
Right? So that's my only philosophical piece of advice. And then the nuts and bolts is, if it's less than a 412 pitch, it needs to be a flat roof. But if you've got the sign thing from the contractor says it's fine, my guess is you're good to go. I appreciate the phone call. Good luck to you and your son. 7:24 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
And now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Roy.
I love Roy.
Who doesn't love Roy? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show. Here's the Lady Lou. It's Lou. Hi, Lou.
Hi, Lou. Manfredini.
I get it. It's like she's a lady named Lou. That's why you put Lady Lou. I get it.
Yeah.
She was trying to make it so I didn't wait for a guy to say, hello, it's Lou.
Well, I kind of liked the name Lady Lou.
Lady Lou. Could you do that, Lady Lou? A lot of people call, you know, my wife's name is Mary Beth, but a lot of people call her Mary Lou because they put the two together, right? So, anyway. You know how couples, Lou, when they're married a long time, they say that they start to look like each other?
Yes,
you know,
I do.
That? Yeah. I got news for you. My wife doesn't look anything like me, thank God.
I guess that's a good thing.
I think it's a great thing. How can I help you?
Well, you're going to be my deciding factor.
Ooh, I love it. I'm like Judge Wapner.
Yes, sir. I want to remodel my shower. I'm getting a little older, and I have a shower that is a foot high, and I would like to have it walk in. But here's the problem. My house is cantilevered in the back where the shower is.
Yeah.
So it's on a 2-foot overhang, and so I guess they raised it to put all this insulation in. I've had one guy come out, and he just didn't like it at all. He didn't know what he'd have to do. Another guy came out and said, no problem. I'll just blow in all this insulation, and we can do it. So what do you think?
Okay. So currently, is it a tub?
It's a separate shower and a separate tub, and the shower is raised up about a whole foot.
Just the shower?
Yes.
And are you going to get rid of the tub?
No. Well, it's a great big tub and a deck. I'm going to take that out, put a small tub in that I can easily get in and out of, and the shower I wanted to walk in, so I can just walk in and walk out and not fall down.
Let me ask you this. Is your goal to stay in this house?
Yes. I've decided I'm going to try to be as independent as possible if everyone wants to be.
Right. Okay. If you're going to go through all this, first things first, I want you to put in a walk-in bathtub.
Okay.
Lindsay, did we talk to somebody on the air here about the bathtubs with the doors? What was the name of that company? Do you remember? All right. Okay, there's a couple of companies. There's one, the one we talked about was out of Canada, and they were kind of the ones that invented this whole thing. You've seen these tubs, right, that have the door?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
I think they're awesome, okay? And they have them that fit into a regular size 5-foot area. Now, these things probably cost about $6,000 or $7,000.
Oh, boy.
Hold on a second. But as part of a larger remodel, something that you're going to do, this may make sense. And in particular, with your goal to try and stay and be as independent as possible, now is the time to do this.
Yeah.
Okay? And to invest that money, because what are you going to do? Use it for health care in some nursing home, God forbid, if you ever had to do that? So something like this is what you want to consider. On that shower, even though it's a cantilever, they can come in and do, they can fill that whole cantilever with a spray foam insulation and bring the shower back down. So what I would do is if you have a giant, great big tub, okay, I would bring it down to a 5-foot tub and build a larger shower for you that's easy to get in, that has all the appropriate grab bars. So in time, as you age and things change in our lives, it's super easy for you to get in and do all that. Now, you're in Downers Grove.
Yes.
Out by you, who will work in that area, that could have a nice conversation with you about this, is the people from Mega Home Improvement.
I've heard you advertise them.
They don't advertise on this show, but they advertise on the station. But I know I've met these people, and what they have is a really good stable of contractors that they work with. And they kind of oversee the whole thing. And so talk to them about this walk-in tub and building you a larger shower. And don't worry about the one-foot deal. That can be say, Lou said you got to put spray foam insulation in here once we're all done. And they'll go, yeah, he's right.
All right. Oh, thank you so much.
Lady Lou, hang on a second. Let's get Lady Lou out a Mr. Fix-It Lou's Crew t-shirt. No? Why? Why don't you want to do that?
I think we're out of them.
Oh, let's get her. You know what? She's going to be doing a remodel. Let's get her a $50 APT gift card. Pleasing people since 1929. Go to abt.com to learn more. And the name of the company?
Safety Bath. Walk-in tubs. Safetybathtubs.com.
Out of Canada, right?
I didn't get that far, but this is the company we interviewed.
7:34 in the morning.
That's right. I'm talking to you. It is time to fix that leaky faucet. And you? You know who you are. Aren't you getting sick of your wife nagging you about that cold basement? Well, pick up that phone and call Lou. 312-981-7200. We're here till 10 on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I wish I was a backup horn player for Stevie Wonder. That would have been so much fun. Listen to the horns. 7:40 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Our Noodaloo 2 today is for your germaphobes, especially when it comes to in the bathroom. I featured it on the Today Show this week, and it was a big hit. There's a bunch of germaphobes over there. People are really worried about the germs. And so anyway, that's coming up a little bit later on. But before that, you know our good friend Steve Alexander, who used to be on this radio show, who we used to love?
What's his name?
Yeah. We got to talk about his new book. I talked to him about his new book, and he goes, I don't know. I don't know. And I got to work on he and Diane to see if they want to talk about that book. Something funny. But he did send me a funny joke. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right. A Florida senior citizen drove his brand new
Chevy Corvette convertible out of the dealership. Taking off down the road, he pushed it to 80 miles an hour, enjoying the wind blowing through what little hair he had left. Amazing, he thought, as he flew down I-95, pushing the pedal even more, looking in his rearview mirror, and he saw a Florida State Trooper, lights flashing and siren blaring. He floored it to 100 miles per hour, then 110, then 120. Suddenly, he thought, what am I doing? I'm too old for this. And he pulled over to await the trooper's arrival, pulling in behind him. The trooper got out of his vehicle, walked up to the Corvette, looked at his watch, and then said, Mister, my shift ends in 30 minutes today. Today's Friday. If you can give me a new reason for speeding, a reason that I've never heard before, I'm going to let you go. So he thought about it for a second, and he said, 3 years ago, my wife ran off with a Florida State Trooper, and I thought you were bringing her back. He said, have a good day, sir. That's funny.
That's good.
Thank you, Steve. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Dave in Crystal Lake. Dave, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello, Lou. How you doing?
I'm terrific, sir. How can I help you?
So we're getting ready to do the kitchen, and we're going to put some hardwood floors in. Actually, the kitchen, dining room area. And we're leaning towards bamboo, and from one of the large flooring companies that's out there, mm-hmm. kind of a fluid company.
Mm-hmm.
And went on the internet last night and started looking at this the reviews for this brand from that store, and a lot of negatives, buckling and cracking and shrinkage and things like that. And
right.
just wanted to get your input before we make this step.
So I love bamboo. It is a terrific looking floor. It's a beautiful floor. But the thing you have to remember about it is because, you know, the whole idea about the bamboo is, oh, it's a green product because it gets harvested, much more quickly than other traditional floors.
Renewable.
Well, but so is oak.
Oh, well, quicker, yes.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So here's the thing, and this is where I want, you know, people start to, and this is not you, but this is just more of a statement or anything. All the wood that we use now, and it has been really, we're not using old growth lumber anymore. It's all grown like a crop, okay, like corn, like soybeans. The difference is it's just cultivated every 30 years as opposed to every season. But, you know, the lumber companies, they keep planting trees, and they're in this long term. So don't get wrapped up in the green. Get wrapped up in what you like. And so
that wasn't the purpose.
Okay.
The purpose was that we've heard it's hard,
yep.
very hard, and very good wearing.
It is. So, it is if you buy the right product. And I'm going to give you the name of a product that I want you to do your research on. And
okay.
you're going to spend a little bit more, and you're not going to get it from the big, huge flooring store. You're going to have to go to a okay. specialty flooring store. Terragrin is a company out of, I believe it's out of Seattle, Washington. Terragren, Lindsay? Terragren? Remember?
Yep. I believe it's, let me just double check.
So Terragren is a company out of Seattle that sources old growth bamboo. Now, to you and I, when you think old growth, it's you and I looking in the mirror, right, Dave?
Exactly.
With bamboo, it only needs to be 5 years old. So the difference is the cheap stuff that everybody sees that buckles and does whatever, they're cutting that stuff off. They're manufacturing it on the ship as it comes over. And I'm not lying about that. This
okay.
Terragren gotcha. Is a 5 year old growth bamboo that they then manufacture the floor out. The whole idea is the more I let it grow and it becomes denser, and that hardness that you want and the beauty that you want is in there. Now, you're not going to get it for $2 a foot.
Sure.
Okay.
So other options then, you know, trying to keep the cost, you know, and maybe in that same level of the inexpensive bamboo. Any other thoughts? Because we're not tied to the bamboo.
Okay, what are you on the kitchen? Is there a Mrs. Dave?
Yes.
What kind of cabinets does she want?
We're doing white, painted white.
Okay. So you can really do anything you want on this floor.
Right.
Okay. One of the things that I really like, if you want to try and do something a little bit different, is, you know, when it comes to, let's take traditional flooring like oak or maple.
Right.
There's different grades, right? There's select and better, which is the highest grade, the one with the least amount of knots. And that's kind of the most commodity item out there from a price point. But there's also number one and number two. And within that, there's also number one and number two shorts. Okay. Shorts is small lengths of flooring that they cut out of the stuff that they can't, you know, that they take out of the select and better. And they put these shorts, meaning that they're probably anywhere from 1 foot to 3 foot long in length. That's it. Okay. Now, that lowers the cost. It's a real 3/4 inch flooring, but it also is a floor that whether you stain it and or use it, keep it natural, it has much more character in it because it has more veining. Those knots take the stain differently depending on if you decide to stain it or not. And it is a beautiful, beautiful floor.
Because of the difference in the lengths of the...
Because it's a shorter length and because the veining and the coloration isn't part of the select and better. And so, you know, some people will say, oh, what it is, it's a floor full of character. And depending on the color, you can make it look kind of country or rustic. Or you could go with a gray tone if you want it in the floor, which is beautiful. And the way it accepts the stain is really something. So you can play around with this. You're going to learn more. Where are you located, Dave? In Crystal Lake?
Yeah.
Find a commercial flooring guy, supplier.
Yeah, there's Ridgefield Flooring right up there.
Go there, okay, and talk to them about it. You're going to gain so much knowledge, and they're going to be able to show you piles of this stuff and maybe even some photographs of it and say they are probably the Terragrin supplier as well.
Okay, great.
It's a higher quality stuff.
Is the installation that
same.
Much more for
it's
the shorts?
No, it's the same.
Okay.
It's the same. Okay. It's absolutely the same. But you're going to save on the material cost, you know, on the square foot price on the material. And
right.
I think you're going to be very surprised on how – I think a floor like that, I mean, I don't know the style of your house, but a floor like that stained and finished the right against a white cabinet would look fantastico.
And again, you called it what, shorts?
Shorts. Number one and number two shorts.
Number one and number two shorts. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
All right.
All right, something to consider. Thank you very much. I cooked you pasta vajol quite a few years ago.
One of my recipes?
Yeah. No, you came to the house.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. I do remember that. I love it.
Yeah.
That's great. Nice
to have the whole spread for you.
That's great. Nice to talk to you, Dave.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks.
You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:50 in the morning. I need to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to do our Noodaloo 2 for you germaphobes.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, answering your questions since 1995 on 720 WGN.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way.
You know, that's the app lady.
That no one else could play.
And then, you know, my other... we got to get the guy from O'Hare, Tony, to... We need to re-record him. Because I was in the men's room, and he was reminding me to... not take a cab ride from somebody. And, like, the fidelity is so good. His voice is so much better than it is on the phone. That's what we got to get. We got to get him to somehow record it, like sneak in over at O'Hare, wherever they record it there, and get him to redo it. Can you make that happen? Yeah.
On
the
it.
City of Chicago reminds you to wash your hands and cover your mouth when you cough. I hear that all the time when I'm in the men's room at the O'Hare Airport, which I'm there a lot. Hi, everybody. It's time now for our new to Lou 2. Take a look at your toilet. Take a look at the toilet handle and decide whether or not it bothers you every time you touch it. And if it does, take a listen to this.
Cannon through the bathroom window.
Attention all germaphobes. How dirty is your toilet handle? Actually, it's not as dirty as your phone, but that is a whole nother new Tulu 2 product. This weekend's new Tulu 2 is the Jones Stevens Clean Wave Sensor Activated Toilet Flush System, which is operated by simply waving your hand over that handle. Not only will this eliminate some of those germs, although the bathrooms in your home are, I would hope, a lot different than those in an airport, but it can also be more economic, prolong the life of your toilet, conserve water, and let's be honest, we live in a world where we just don't have time to flush the toilet right now. CleanWave is easy to install on existing front mount toilet tanks. Side mounts are coming soon. No hand tools are required for installation. It requires just four AA batteries. That's it. And in addition to the sensor activation, if you're really feeling like a go-getter that day, you can manually flush it. CleanWave is developed with easily identifiable light indicators. A blue light flashes every 10 seconds that indicates normal operation, and a red light indicates low battery. So flush away, hands free. The CleanWave normally goes for $79, but right now, just for you, literally they set this up just for Lou and his listeners, there is a Groupon for $49. So just go to Groupon.com, type in CleanWave, and it should pop up. Or you can visit JonesStevens.com, or better yet, go to Lou's Facebook page, like him, and all this information will be right up there. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay. Does it bother you to touch the toilet handle?
It doesn't until I go somewhere. Like, I love the automatic toilet flushers at O'Hare, say. We were just talking about O'Hare. I like those seat things that go around.
Right. And I guess they're taking those out.
I know.
Which is crazy.
I know. But I do like, I mean, it is nice when you're in a bathroom where you don't have to touch it, because I always do my foot.
Oh.
Which, right. Anybody that's after me, now you have my foot germs.
Right. So you are kind of a germaphobe.
Well, in public bathrooms, yes. At your house,
But you wash your hands.
Well, sure, but what are other people doing?
Okay, so here's the thing. It doesn't bother me at all, okay? I mean, touching, whatever. I mean, I think that we all have to have some germs in our life,
me
right?
Me too.
But there's a lot of people that are freaked out about this.
Yeah.
And these people who created this thing, this Jones Stevens company, who's been around a long time, this is like they're not a new company, but this product line is new for them. This is going to sell like crazy.
I hope so. I mean, and it wasn't only for germaphobes, though. And you were talking to me during my recorded piece, but it's also economic. It can prolong the life of your toilet. It conserves water. Oops, that's my reminder.
Yeah.
And
One of the things that it does,
we're just lazy these days.
No, one of the things that it does is kind of, you know, it. First of all, I took the unit; it's pretty well made.
Yeah,
it's not chintzy. And the whole idea is, when you flush it, it flushes, it holds it open for you, so you get the whole flush out of your toilet, which sometimes can be a problem with the flapper. Mm-hmm. And then when it closes, it won't reflush for 45 seconds.
So it allows
the tank to refill, okay? Right. So that's where the water savings idea comes in, and the whole double flush thing. This thing is going to be huge if they market it the right way, and it works. When I showed it on the Today Show earlier this week, we practiced in the evening, and it worked just fine. It got a little hiccup, I think, because of the bright lights.
Right, shining down.
Something had, you know, because then we finally got it to flush, and it works. You just wave your hand over the top, and it quietly flushes the toilet.
It's $50 right now. Get it on Groupon. It's not going to last for. They just did this for you.
Yeah. I was thinking, for people with disabilities or perhaps severe arthritis, this could be quite helpful as well. So it really is kind of a neat item to check it out. I'm not a germ guy like that, but I get it. There's a lot of people that it freaks out. So check it out.
Wake up and shake it off. You're listening to Lou right here on the Mr. Fix Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Cause the players gonna play.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
Nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you. I'm not Susan Lucci, but
you're not Susan Lucci, but you're your own person.
Exactly.
Don't ever compare yourself. You know, the thing I learned, you're a married woman, aren't you, Susan?
I am.
How long have you been married?
I should know the answer
you
to
should
that kinda, question.
That should kind of roll right off your tongue.
Since 1998. Oh, and now I have to do math, or you do.
21?
No, that's not right either.
19.
It's a long time.
19, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Sam's good with the math.
Yes.
You know, once I remember saying something to my wife, oh my gosh, you look like somebody. You know what I mean? Like some actress or something like that,
mm-hmm.
You know? I look like myself. I've never made that mistake again. You know what I mean? So don't be, so you're not Susan Lucci. That's okay. She's pint size. You could put her in your pocket. She's so tiny.
I know. And a lot of people might want to. I'm certainly a fan.
You got to go to my Facebook page and look at the picture of me. I look like Andre the Giant next to Susan Lucci. Like she looks like Jiminy Cricket next to me.
Wow.
She's barely 5'1".
She is not 5'1".
That's what it says.
Ooh. No way. She was wearing 3-inch heels. You got to look at the picture.
Okay.
I will look at the picture.
Yeah. Anyway, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Susan Lucci. No, by Santa Seal. Thank you, Santa Seal. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines right now. Let's talk to Joyce in Kankakee. Hi, Joyce. You're on WGN.
Hello, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a couple of questions about, I am putting in a prefab storage shed, an 8x10 in my backyard.
The kind that they drop off on the back of the truck?
No. The kind you put together.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those prefab resin ones, similar to like a Rubbermaid type thing.
What's the brand?
The brand?
Yeah.
The brand is a Suncast.
Oh, sure. Very good.
It's double-walled. I kind of did some research on them and checked reviews and stuff.
Yep.
I'm planning on putting it on a concrete slab.
Okay.
I want to know, how deep should the stone bed be before we pour the concrete, and how thick should the concrete be? I'm on a tight budget. There won't be anything heavier in there than either a snowblower or a lawnmower, you know, typical mm-hmm. gardening supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know, how thin can I go and still have a reasonable base?
Yeah. You don't have to go crazy with the bed on a shed. Hey, look at that. That rhymes. You know, because you're not going to have a huge load. So what I would tell you is carve out where you want to place this in the, where's it going, to the backyard?
Yes.
Okay. And go ahead and, you know, mark out with some stakes or whatever. How big is the shed?
8x10.
8x10. Okay.
I'll make it a little bit bigger around it, you know, maybe an additional 6 or 8 inches around, you know.
Why?
The base of it.
Why?
So
it can catch water and then leak into your shed?
Oh, no, I just.
No. Make it if the overall outer dimension is 8x10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to put a little apron on the outside where you're going to come in, that would be great.
Right.
But if you make it wider, all that's going to do is catch the water when it rains and go underneath the wall of your shed, and in you go.
Okay.
All right. Now, so you're going to build an 8x10. Let's, for sake of argument, slab.
Mm-hmm.
Is there grass there now? Where are you going to put it?
There's shrubbery. I'm having my yard landscaped.
Right.
So they're going to be pulling out a lot of this shrubbery.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put the shed where the existing, where Cynthia has taken over my yard.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you're going to mark this whole area out, and you're going to remove, let's say, I'd like to have that slab not be flush with the ground.
Okay.
I'd like the slab to be up just a little bit, because it's going to help you with snow melt and things like that, that's going to pile up against there and get up inside there. So you're going to use a 2x4 as your framing for the slab.
Mm-hmm.
And that, if you were to place it just on top of the, you know, you build this rectangle and you place it right on top of the soil right there, then mm-hmm. you're going to excavate out about 2 inches of soil from around that perimeter with the shovel.
Okay.
You're going to fill that with stone. Like some number 6 gravel. The only reason you're putting gravel down is let the water drain and not have that concrete constantly sitting in wet soil.
Oh, so I'm putting the stone around, if the stone will be then around the concrete bed.
Under it.
Okay, under
here's
it.
Your eight by,
two.
Here's your 8x10.
Mm-hmm.
You're not parking a semi in there. So a couple inches of gravel, spread it all out.
when you and now that 2 inches is going to bring you to the bottom of that 2x4 frame, you're going to have a 3.5-inch pour.
Okay.
And in a perfect world, you'd put some expansion metal in there.
Mm-hmm.
If not, since there's not a ton of weight, the concrete guys can put what's called fiber mesh inside the concrete, which is a bag of fiberglass that mixes mm-hmm. in with the concrete to help keep it all together, which could okay. work for you as well. And it's just going to sit right there.
Yeah, the guy that's doing it for me had said maybe put in some, you know, like some metal
rebar.
Screening rebar, yeah. Just like, you know, like screening in there, you know.
Yeah, the metal mesh that goes in there.
Right.
That fits inside it. That would be in the perfect world, that's what you would use.
Okay, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah. And what's he going to charge you for that slab?
I don't know. He does all kinds of work for me around the house. He's remodeled my kitchen. He's laying a hardwood floor for me.
Mm-hmm.
He does this, you know, he works for a construction company.
Right.
So during the off season now when they're really slow and
right.
he does side jobs,
mm-hmm.
he's going to do that for me. He charges me $30 an hour.
Oh, so that's,
materials.
Yeah. Right.
So
I wouldn't make the slab any bigger than I'd put it right over the top so that when it rains, it drains off, have it be elevated a little bit from the soil around it so the snow has someplace to go, and it mm-hmm. sounds like you're going to be good to go.
Okay. Now, when the concrete is poured, just brush smooth, like, you know.
A brush finish? For a shed? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I need to treat it with, like, the water thing like I did in my basement, the stuff that you advertised on TV that I sprayed on my walls with and stuff?
I mean, once it cures, if you wanted, not even cured, you could use the sealer over the top of that, bone dry, which I love.
Bone dry, that's
yeah.
what I use.
So
right.
it absolutely will help keep the moisture out of it and will help strengthen the concrete long term. So if it were me, yes, I would do it.
Okay. All right.
How are we doing?
Do I we're need good? To anchor that thing to the concrete?
I would bolt the shed to the concrete, otherwise it's going to blow away.
Okay.
Because it's made out of plastic.
Right.
Right. Let me ask you this. Have you already bought this thing?
No.
Before you go through all this, I want you to look at a company called Tuff Shed. T-U-F.
Tuff Shed?
T-U-F-F. Shed. Mm-hmm. They make prefab sheds with floors that mm-hmm. they drop off at your house.
Can they take a crane to bring it over the fence in my backyard? I've got a chain link fence all the way around it.
Well, they have ways to do it.
Okay.
So the
well,
only
the
only reason I tell you is by the time you pour the slab and you buy this Suncast shed and da 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 da, if I get to $1,000. Which I think I'm going to get to $1,000.
The shed alone is $1,000.
Then you definitely need to go to toughshed.com and take a look at what they have.
Okay.
All right. Just to give you an option.
Okay. And they'll come all the way down here in Kankakee, huh?
Oh, yeah. They've got dealers all over the country.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
See you, Joyce. I appreciate you calling this morning. It is 8:18 in the morning. By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is also sponsored by Dykstra Home Services. We'll take a break and be back right after this. I was just handed this from Lindsay because, you know, I don't know my geography about Sweden and Switzerland. If you're in Switzerland, you're never more than 10 miles from a lake. In Sweden, the official language is Swedish. ABBA is probably the best-known Swedish band. No, that's Sweden. Yeah, Swedish. Yeah.
I'm so confused. Are you,
I know.
Are you talking about Switzerland or Sweden?
That was Sweden.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you Swedish when you're from Switzerland, or are you Swedish
no,
when you're from...
No, you're Swiss from your, when you're from Switzerland.
Okay, wait a minute. ABBA is probably the best-known Swedish band.
Right, they're from
That's
Sweden.
That's on my Sweden sheet.
Yeah, they're from Sweden. That's correct.
So you're Swiss when you're from Sweden?
No.
So when you're from Switzerland, you're what?
You're Swiss.
You're Swiss. And when you're from Sweden...
You're a Swede.
You're a Swede. Oh, Swedish.
That is an oldie.
That's an oldie. It still makes me giggle. 8:24 in the morning. Can't make this stuff up, people. Thank God I'm not a travel agent. Here's Maria in Elmhurst. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
So,
what do you got? Is that a bird? Is that a bird?
A bird?
Yeah, I heard. Thought I heard a bird. Or was that a screech?
No, no bird.
No birds. Did you ever think about having a bird?
I used to have them when they were small, but the place was drafty and they kept dying, so my mom stopped buying them.
That's probably a good call. Good call
on
your part.
It was one of those things you learn.
You're right. They're a little too drafty. The birds don't like it in here.
No.
How can I help you, Maria?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, you could recommend a structural engineer. We have a friend's house. It's an older home. When we go down in the basement, they've had to put a lot of those, what do you call it, jacks to jack up the floor. But we were going to help them repair a piece of the floor. We noticed that the floor board is being held by a brick in the chimney. It's, you know, the chimney, the stack chimney in the basement.
Wow.
Which is falling down. So I wanted to find out. I looked up and knew that a structural engineer would be able to come in and evaluate the situation, tell us what needs to be repaired, and wanted to know who would you recommend.
This is all below the grade down in the basement?
This is all in the basement because I'm looking at the first floor flooring, yeah.
You know, hiring a structural engineer, very expensive.
Okay.
How about I offer you something that's at least a consultation that's free?
Free is always preferred, but go ahead.
Do you have a pencil or a pen?
Yep.
PermaSeal, 800-421-SEAL. So PermaSeal, 421-SEAL. They offer free consultations. They do all kinds of structural repairs, anything below grade. And so they can come out and evaluate. They have all the super-duper califragilistic expialidocious products for fixing stuff.
Does that include also, like, having basically leveling the floor underneath, looking at the beams and everything?
Yes. They have a whole structural division, and they do really, really good work. So start with them, and if for some reason they'll come out, they'll give you a free evaluation. You know, for some reason it's beyond their scope, or if they're like, holy smokes, Maria, this thing needs da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Then they can recommend people that they work with on the structural side, but they actually may be the people that come back and fix it because, you know, certain things, depending on what it is, may require special permits and a sign-off by a structural engineer. And so sometimes, they work under those conditions as well because somebody still has to do the work.
Okay. So just out of curiosity, what's the range normally for a structural engineer?
$500,000. I mean, if you were going to hire a structural engineer to come out and do a consultation, you'd probably start at $500 just for the person to show up and then write a report and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Start with these guys first. I think you're going to find that they're going to be able to give you, PermaSeal will be able to give you the right answers.
Bye. Thank you so much. We'll appreciate
it. Thank you. You have a lovely weekend. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Jim in Huntley. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou from Sun City. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. You see Orion driving around in his golf cart doing repairs on the weekends?
He lives about a block from us.
Is he? All right. Does he bother you at all?
No, he's a good guy. We see him in a restaurant. He's a good guy.
All right. Well, if he bothers you at all, you let me know.
Oh, no, I have a heel.
How can I help you, sir?
Lou, our house is about 11 years old. We're the second owner. We've been here like 6.5 years, and we'd like to replace the countertops. What we have in there is just the builder Formica laminate type.
Yep.
And our cabinets we love. They're all old cabinets and everything else, but we don't know exactly what material we want. We don't want real high maintenance, real high cost, but we're open to suggestions, and we'd like to go somewhere and look at a bunch of different things.
I am really liking the synthetic quartz countertops now because the designs, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I would say to people, and I still do love granite, don't get me wrong.
Right.
And I would say, but boy, these synthetics are nice because they're stain-free. You know, they can't stain them. They're sealed. And, they're made with quartz and pieces of granite.
But it's more in the realm of if you like a consistency in the look of the finish, and you don't get the natural, like, fissures and look of a granite. That is no longer the case anymore.
Okay.
And it's a much more durable product. I think it's easy to maintain, and they're beautiful. Now,
that's what we're looking for, is low maintenance.
Right.
We're busy out here.
I know. You're very busy. And so what I want you to do is go onto the web, and there's a lot of different manufacturers, but kind of one of my favorites is one of the first ones out there called Cambria. Cambria is a company out of Minnesota, and they're one of the last U.S. manufacturers of synthetic quartz countertops. And they make really nice stuff. I've seen them at the Builder Show. I've seen them at the Kitchen and Bath Show. And I really, really like it. We're probably going to be doing our kitchen in the fall or the summer. We're still working on it. And I think we're going to do Cambria. Even Mrs. Manfredini liked it. Really, that's all that matters. So check that out. Search that out. Find a dealer near you out in that area and go look at it. I think you're going to really like it. Quick break, and then we're going to get to news.
Problems around your home keeping you up all night?
I have a brick ranch house. I notice that when it snows, the snow disappears on the roof.
Fear not. You're tuned into the right station.
I got an inch and a half PVC discharge line, and it got frozen.
Hey, on this show, you might just get lucky if Lou can answer your question. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:40 in the morning. All the talk about Russia. We just got this is the Russian choir, right? The men's choir, remember?
Mm-hmm. Like the at the Olympics, right? The Phoenix. Didn't they play this at the Olympics?
At the Olympics,
yeah.
Right. I was driving. We did a remote. You were off. And I was driving we were out in St. Charles. And you know who was working with us? Small Fry.
Elif.
No.
Oh, Small Fry. Oh, Caitlin.
Caitlin Fry. Who now lives in California.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Stick with me. I know what all the young kids are doing.
Clearly.
And so I think it was the first time we were working together, so poor thing, right? Very first time we were working together at a remote. You know how crazy that is, right? And I say to Bob Ferguson, who was producing engineering back here, oh, my gosh, I just heard this song about the Russian guys, because it's the opening ceremonies in Russia were the night before, and I heard this. You got to find this song. It was a great. So she's looking at me. Who is this crazy guy who's like going nuts? And Sam's laughing because he's been at those remotes, and she and I danced together in front of the crowd.
Oh,
she said best show ever.
I do vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
You know, what we just talked about. I'm very territorial of this show.
Oh my gosh, you're so territorial.
Watch out. I might pee on you.
Right.
Yeah, you won't let me go to Arizona either next week, Lindsay.
I know. You know he's going to Arizona next week?
Final four. I'm going to the final
four. Which I think is very cool. He's going to do his broadcast from Arizona.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Are your sports?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. I just came up with this great idea.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
For next week. And Sam can help. So I'm watching the games last night, a little bit. You're flipping around and watching the games. And we're going to talk, by the way, about spring cleaning because Lindsay keeps winking at me. And it's not that kind of wink. You know who I want to talk to in the March Madness that nobody's talking about, Sam?
Who?
The guys that paint the floor.
Okay.
Who paints the floor?
We can do that because I'll be there Friday. I fly out Friday morning, and I will get to the
arena.
Find
out. So this is what I want to know about.
Very early.
Yeah, right.
But that's okay.
But no.
Because now they're 2 hours ahead behind now.
Oh, because they don't do the daylight savings.
Right.
Which I think we should stop doing daylight savings. That's a whole other story.
Agreed.
Right? Okay, but I'm looking at these floors, and even all these floors, right? That's all about the players and the coaches and the that and the that and this and the kids wiping up the floor with the mop. But I want to know how they paint the floor. Like, what do they do to trace it? Because it all looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching last night. What was the game? Oh, the Wisconsin game. The whole arc was white. Did you see how they painted it all mm-hmm. white? Did you pay attention to that at all? So they painted all that in, but the arc is like perfect. How do they do that to get it right and so perfect? Because they got to paint it.
And then they got to cover it with a sealer. You know what I think they use? I think actually Bonakemi is the official floor finish of the NBA. I don't know about the NCAA. So I don't know.
Well, they will have practice on Friday, so I promise you I will sniff around and I will try and find who lays the floor. They also, it's a funny story real
Not
quick.
Not just lays the floor,
paints
but
the
paints
floor.
The floor.
There was a
Show me paint the floor.
There was a
Show
decal.
Me paint the deck. Show me wax on. I'm going to use that. You're going to need to find those clips from Mr. Miyagi for when we do this. Okay, go ahead.
So there was a decal at UIC. We were in the College Basketball Invitational. And
right.
when they go to the postseason, there's a decal that gets kind of squeegeed on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So they mailed the second one after the first game. They said, well, this one has a sponsor on it. So the guy spent like 30 minutes getting the old one off the floor. It was the same decal. So they spent all this time getting the old one off the floor to only lay the new one that was the exact
no
same decal.
No way. Nobody yeah. unrolled it from the box first, right?
No. So they oh. wasted literally an hour worth of work.
Oh, my gosh.
But I will be taking inventory. Do you want a shirt or a hat from the Final Four, Lou?
Ooh.
Shirt or hat? Lindsay, you too.
Yeah, that would be good.
I'll reimburse the company.
Hat, please.
Hat? Okay. Final Four hat?
Really? You're not a hat wearer. You're going to give it to your husband.
No.
No?
I need a good hat. I'm not a hat wearer, but sometimes I just want a good hat.
You have like a tiny head.
I want a shirt, please.
Oh, make up your mind.
She's not going to bring both back for me.
Okay. You're not going to wear the hat.
Shh.
Let me know later, Lou. I know you have a show to do.
Yeah. Can we talk about allergies?
Okay. So,
wink, wink.
Okay. So this morning, I don't know that I've talked about this, but now it's getting out there in social media. But I just want to tell this audience this. But, you know, I am now hosting a live show in New York. An hour before this show goes on. So it's a totally separate show. And what's happening is I come into the studio. WGN is kind enough to let me use the studio here to pipe back to New York. And it's an hour show that Lindsay's also producing. So she walks into the studio this morning and literally like has one eye shut, like it's crusted over that she couldn't see. And she's like looking at me like sort of like, do you have any idea who Marty Feldman is?
No.
Okay. Google Marty Feldman and click on images. And then this is how she looked this morning at me. And she goes, my allergies are driving me crazy. Marty Feldman. And just click images.
Oh, great. Thanks. I know who that is. Well, so I've never had allergies before. But all of a sudden right now I have this weird like kind of a sensation like you're going to sneeze almost right behind my nose. And my head hurts when I press on my forehead. And my eyes are really itchy and watery. So I'm guessing that I'm getting allergies in my old age now.
Right.
So I'm thinking that maybe it has something to do with what's in our house.
Right.
And I was asking you if there is anything.
And you and I have had these conversations because you have had these bouts of colds and whatnot quite a bit. And I was like, what's going on in your house that maybe there's something in the house that's making you sick? But you do have these small children. We were talking earlier in the week and I said, maybe the house just really needs a good deep spring cleaning. And so Lindsay put together, and we talked about this, about a list of items that we're going to put this checklist kind of on. Well, we'll put it up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact that, you know, it was a pretty mild winter, they are talking about this being a big allergy season, potentially. So a couple things to think about, like in the bedroom. It probably deserves more attention than you think because you're sleeping there, you're lying there. Dust mites, which are gross, live primarily in bedding, so you may want to buy a high-quality mite-proof encasement for the pillows and the mattress. Now, the problem with the encasement on the pillow is it can give you like a hot head. And even though like you hear the MyPillow ads and say, oh, that's a cooling effect, you won't have any cooling effect if you put an encasement on it because it's like putting wrapping it in saran wrap essentially, right? But I'm not so concerned with the dust mites in the pillows because that's something with cases and keeping it clean that you can keep clean. But in the mattress, definitely something I would do. Take it all apart, vacuum it really well if you can. Great idea to flip the mattress if you have one that needs to be flipped. And vacuum all underneath it and then get under the bed as well. And obviously, here's something, Lindsay, wash your bedding weekly. And in any temperature.
Okay, you make it sound like I'm this dirty girl. I wash my sheets every other week, but now I'm going to start doing it every week because I did read that, and I think that is. And I sleep with my puppy.
If you're allergic to pollen, it's a good idea to shower at night before bed and consider keeping your room a pet-free zone.
That's where I got that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, the living room. Smooth, clean surfaces, wipe down everything, hardwood floors, the chairs. Obviously, rugs and carpeting are a big attractant, but, you know, there's two schools of thought on the carpeting side. One is, oh, it can collect all these allergens, but B, it can also act like a filter. So collecting the allergens in the carpeting isn't a bad idea if you vacuum and have it regularly cleaned. We were talking about this earlier this morning. You don't have a lot of carpeting. Do you have any carpeting in your home? No.
No, just
none.
Rugs.
Okay, so if you have wall-to-wall carpeting, do you know what the Carpet Institute of America, like who knew they had one, recommends how often you should have your carpets cleaned?
Every 6 months?
Every 4 months.
Oh.
Right. And when I say that, people are like, really? But think about all the stuff that, in particular, if you have allergies. And what do we got? Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They're going to come out and clean three rooms for $139. You can't rent the rug doctor for that many days to do all those rooms. Well, you could, but then you got to do all the work. So anyway, cleaning those carpets is very important. The other thing is find a high-quality disposable air filter for your furnace. We were talking about this. The blue-spun fiberglass filters do nothing for indoor air quality. The pleated filters, though you'll hear, oh, my heating guy says not to use that. Malarkey. Buy the pleated filters. If you have allergies, people swear by the 3M Filtrete Ultra Allergen filter, but it's $18.
Well, that's...
That's what I mean.
Look at these eyes.
Marty. We have to put a picture of you next to Marty Feldman up on Facebook.
That's not even a good comparison.
with your bad eye. Okay. So, but the Ultra Allergen by 3M is an expensive filter, but works really well. The regular pleated filters make a huge difference as well. Okay, the kitchen. Your biggest enemy is kitchen mold and mildew. You got to clean spots if you see leaks or spills. You know what's a big problem, Lindsay, that people don't see? Your kitchen, my kitchen as well, you have an undermount stainless steel sink. Okay? Where that sink meets the underside of the countertop, pay special attention when you're cleaning the sink. That gap, which is caulked, can be an area where mildew and or mold can grow, and you don't even know it because you see a black line and you think, oh, that's just where it connects. When you are washing the sink with regular soap and water, pay special attention to kind of scrub that line just around where the sink meets the underside of the countertop.
All right.
And then obviously things like the drip pan underneath. There's a drip pan, an evaporation pan on the bottom of the refrigerator. If you take the kick plate off, you can pull that pan out and wipe that down. That's something that absolutely should be done probably twice a year. Now, in the bathroom, you got to make sure you're using a fan for sure. And the biggest mistake that people do here is they don't let the fan run long enough. When you're out of the shower, turn the fan on, let it run for at least 15 minutes to get rid of all that moisture and get it all out of there, and you can use a humidistat. There are some fans that have a built-in humidistat that when you turn them on, they won't turn off until all the humidity's out there. And in the laundry room, piles of damp clothing, towels, you don't want to leave them out there as well because that can attract mildew and mold. The floor drains, I talk about how you can get a lot of gunk in there and there can be buildup. If you have floor drains, pop the caps off and use a toilet brush to clean the sidewalls of there to make sure that that is as clean and fresh. And make sure that your dryer vent is venting all the way outside. Take a look right now when you get a chance where your dryer is. Peer back behind it, okay? Just look behind the dryer. And if you see a lot of lint buildup that's just collecting back there, your dryer vent is leaking.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to do that because I feel like we've got lint.
Right. In the house, and that can be an allergen thing as well. We're going to post this up on Facebook, so you can see that checklist as well. Do some of these things, and you should be able to breathe a little easier. One other thing that's not on the list is a whole house air purifier. There's a lot of different manufacturers out there. I don't have one favorite, but this is what I'll tell you. If you're going to use them, you have to put them in a room, and you got to run them. They got to run not on low, but on medium and or high, which is going to make some noise. But the whole idea is I got to draw that air in, I got to run it through the filter and spit it back out again. And that constant move with a HEPA filtration, some use some UV light as well, can really make a difference in the overall air quality inside your home. All right, that's our little spring tip for this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Hours of Manfredini. It's a Mr. Fix-It hat trick. Mike Emery from NBC Sports here, and I'm a big Lou fan. Great to hear him on the radio home of the Blackhawks, 720 WGN.
9:09 in the morning. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by wetandforget.com and by Ace Hardware. So, Sam, I was, welcome, 312-981-72. I was in New York this week, and I was there for a few days, and my friend and business partner is a huge Rangers fan, and he goes, hey, let's go to the Ranger game Wednesday night.
At the Garden.
At the Garden. And it was the Rangers-Islanders. And I had been to the Garden once before, and I was unimpressed. It was a few years ago. And, you know, I'm a homer, so I'm a Chicago guy, right? And I'm with my friend Frank, who's a huge Rangers fan, and then a couple of his clients who are Islanders fans. So, you know, it's a New York, you know, it's like a crosstown hockey classic. As I'm walking up to the, we're walking up to the Garden, we went to grab a bite to eat, and the NBC truck is out there. And, you know, we are fortunate enough to have Doc Emmerich as a regular listener here on WGN. I'm like, hey, are you calling the game tonight? You know, and he wasn't, but he's going to be in town soon for one of the Hawks games coming up, I think. Maybe Minnesota. We're playing Minnesota. Coming up. Anyway.
And he'll be here for a long run through the Cup, too.
Well, of course. Yes, of course. That Garden is a great, they remodeled it, and it really is something else. Have you been?
It's on the bucket list, but I want to see a Knicks game, not a Rangers game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to see another bad team play basketball?
Is I
want to
see
do?
An old Nick fight a security guard or something.
Right. Well, here's the interesting thing about the Garden. First of all, they remodeled it all, and the seating is super nice. And they have this bridge that they created. But the thing that's interesting about the Garden is the ceiling is very low. So it is this very intimate sort of setting, but yet I think it probably holds, you know, 20,000 people or so. But anyway, we're getting ready for the, you know, and I have no dog in this hunt, right? I'm not a Ranger fan nor an Islanders fan. And, you know, they come out, the teams come out, they do the morning skate. Although in the Islanders, you know, there's a few former Hawks.
Nick Leddy.
Antti Niemi was the backup. He was the starting goalie because I think they're, who is it, Lundqvist is their starting goalie was injured.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one other Hawk that's on the
Kevin
Islanders.
Kevin Hayes is on the Rangers?
I think that's right. Yeah, Kevin Hayes is on the Rangers. Anyway, you know how the Hawks do that awesome open, the video open on the ice?
Yeah, lights go out.
And it's just impressive, right? They come out, they do their skate, and then they're just lined up and they do the national anthem. And they get right to hockey.
No theatrics.
I was like, where's my open? And then I was thinking, you know, so now I'm thinking in my head, right, maybe it has something to do with the fact that the ceiling is so low that they can't get the resolution on the cameras. But then lo and behold, later on, they did do some kind of video thing, and you definitely need to get there. It's a really cool place to see. The Islanders end up winning that game, and then through a weird kind of small world thing, a good friend of mine, his daughter is marrying a guy that's on the Islanders. The kid from Notre Dame, Anders Lee. You know that name?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player. And I'm there at the game. I take a picture of him playing, and I send to my friend, hey, I'm watching your future son-in-law play hockey. 2 seconds later, he scores a goal.
The timing of Lou Mancini.
While I'm texting, I hear the horn. You know, it wasn't the horn because it was at the Garden, but it was fun. It was really fun. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Pauline in St. Charles. Hi, Pauline.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I have two questions for you. One is we have a well, and we need a water treatment system. So I'm looking for one that we could actually drink the water, and it would remove all the iron, et cetera.
Okay. You probably either need a fancy filtration system or a reverse osmosis system.
We need, you know, I mean, we get stains in the bathtub.
Right, right.
We have an old potassium permanganate thing that is on its last leg.
Right, right. And probably about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, we talked with a company that's been around since the 60s. I want to say it's Suburban Water Treatment or Suburban Water Solutions or something like that, that we had on the air. And they have a ton of experience in putting the right system in your home. So let me get the name, because I really like this guy. What happened was, is I was talking about water treatment or something, and he sent me an email and he yelled at me. And he made some really good points. And so I said, wait a minute, I'm not your enemy here. I want to learn. And so then we brought him on, super knowledgeable and knew his stuff. And the name of his company is
Suburban Softener Company.
Right. And they're out of, right? Suburban. Haven't they been around since 1967? Come on, let me see if I'm right about that.
Softener. She's
very busy. What's your second question as she's typing away?
Okay. So we live on a wooded lot, and my poor husband has to go on the roof often to clear the gutters. We had
Is he well insured?
Yes, and it's only a one flight drop, but I still think it's.
You want him around?
Yeah, and we had covers at one point, and it just seemed to make it worse. So a lot of leaves, a lot of seeds in the spring and that kind of stuff. So
there's a lot of really good systems out there when it comes to gutters. One of my favorites, it might still be called Alcoa Leaf Relief, but it's owned by a different company now. I have it on my own home and have had it for a long time. It's more of like an aluminum sieve that covers the entire gutter. If your gutters are in good shape, this is the way to go.
Okay, what is the name of it?
Alcoa Leaf Relief. If you Google Leaf Relief, it should come up. It's a professionally installed product, and I would definitely do that. There's also gutter stuff. There's not Slippery Rock. There's something Rock Gutter. They have a nice aluminum one, too. Slippery Rock is the school that Michigan always plays, but search out this Leaf Relief product. It's really good. Suburban Softener. What year did they
1964, my friend. How do you remember this stuff?
64. 64 was a good year. It was a really good year, 1964. Mm-hmm. Do the math.
Mm-hmm.
Call them. They're out of Oak Forest, and they'd be a great place to start to figure out if you can get a good system in there. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Steve in Huntley. You're in Huntley, too. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Lou, doing great. You have a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, my daughter and son-in-law purchased a brownstone four-story house, and it's gorgeous. The back wall, it's brick front and brick back.
And, exposed brick?
Yes.
Okay.
And so on the back wall, and this would be the fourth floor bedroom, there's water on the interior wall.
At the ceiling.
The ceiling all the way down to the floor.
Okay.
So they just purchased this last summer. This occurred within the last couple months.
And they have a flat roof on top of this fourth floor room?
The fifth floor. So there's a floor above them, and yes, that's a flat roof.
And is the fifth floor exposed brick as well?
Yes.
And there's no water damage there?
Not that they saw, but I'm saying to my son-in-law, you got to open that up, and, you know, above the leak in the fourth floor to see if there's anything there in the fifth floor, because the water and the brick looks solid. This is out of state.
And is your son-in-law saying to your daughter, your dad keeps telling me what to do. I don't need your dad telling me what to do.
Well, kind of. Yep.
Okay, hold on a second. So we've got water damage that is apparent on the fourth floor. And then there's a floor above that. And then there's a fifth floor. But there is no damage, or you're uncertain?
Uncertain. It's not, that fourth floor wall got very wet.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple things can go on. If it's an old brownstone and that's exposed brick, chances are that is there's a double swath of brick. Okay.
That's true. There is.
So there's a gap in between.
Yep.
My very first thing to tell you is it's a flashing issue on the roof. And
right.
The water could be coming in between the brick, through that. There's a gap. And it could just be finding its way, a little piece of mortar sticking in there, that's where it's entering the room. So the place to start, if this is the very back of the house, my guess is there's a gutter that spans the width of that building. And that go ahead.
And there was a gutter issue there that they had repaired. So,
okay.
So they've got the insulation out.
On the fourth floor.
Yes.
Right. But I bet it's coming from the fifth. And let me ask you this other question on this wall. In the place that in the wall, is it the center, the side? If I'm looking at the wall.
Unfortunately, it's close to the corner with with the next unit.
Okay. So here's the other thing. There could be a downspout right there. And the downspout could be clogged. And there could be a seam right there. And if that downspout is clogged, when it rains like crazy, it could be backing up and spitting where the seam is up against the brick and going there. So you said it's out of state. What they need to do is start with their roofing contractor to come out and inspect all the flashing, all the downspouts, all the gutters, and make sure that everything is right and tight and get that all fixed as well. My guess is, because if it's just a blank wall on the outside on the fourth floor and there's nothing there, it has to be coming from up above. Appreciate the phone call. Just bumping up against time. It's 9:20 in the morning. By the way, 312-981-7200 is also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment coming up after the 9:30 news. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Did you want to say something?
I did. There's a new team coming to town. The WGN-TV Evening News team at 4 join Ben Bradley, Lourdes Duarte, Demetrius Ivory, and Jared Payton. Weekdays at 4 starting April 4th on WGN-TV.
I love those guys. 9:26 in the morning. Oh, we just had a nice little visit from Stephanie Menendez, who is one of the bigwigs here now, and her two beautiful daughters.
So cute.
That just puts me in a great mood to see those cute little girls.
Hi, Mr. Lou.
And then her one daughter, I think, got surprised. She came over and,
jumped
in my arms. I'm like, oh, my, this is awesome. That's so cute. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Linda in Chicago. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We have a 23-year-old water heater that just blew on us yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. They just don't make things that last anymore.
Well, that's what I'm kind of finding out when I'm doing researching on new water heaters. I just can't find anybody that's consistent with liking a certain type of water heater. There's always really good reviews and really bad reviews.
All right. You want me to peel behind the curtain for you?
Yes.
How big of a water heater do you have?
50-gallon.
Okay. There are essentially three manufacturers left that make all of the water heaters that everybody buys in the United States.
Okay.
A.O. Smith, Bradford White, and Rheem. And half of the ones that you buy are made by them with different stickers put on the front of them for whatever reason. Like, we want to have an exclusive, so we're going to have yatta-da-da-da water heater, but it's really an A.O. Smith, or yatta-da-da-da water heater, and it's a Rheem. Okay.
Okay.
How many people live in your home?
Two.
Just two. How big are the how many bathrooms?
Just one bathroom.
Oh, all right. So
How long are we going to stay? Is it a house? Is it a condo?
It's a condo. It's a condo. And, you know, we don't need a, I mean, we don't have to do a 50-gallon. If a 40-gallon would be just as good for two people.
Yeah. I mean, are you two on a different schedule? Do you shower at the, you know, is it one after another in the mornings or, you know what I mean? What's your schedule like?
Because
if you're back to back on a shower in the morning, you're going to drain a 40.
Okay. Well, let's stick with 50 then.
Okay. So go buy a 50-gallon water heater. You could do a high, or you could do a 40-gallon high recovery. I mean, here's the thing. It's the stuff you're going to buy now is way more efficient than the one that just blew.
Okay.
If you're going to buy name brand, where in Chicago are you?
In Roscoe Village.
Okay. And are you going, who's going to put this water heater in?
Well, we've called a couple of different companies, you know, like plumbing companies or whatever that we found on Angie's list. So I don't know if we just go through them and go with whatever they offer as far as water heaters or buy one at Lowe's or Home Depot.
So if you're, okay, here's the thing. If you're going to have a plumber install this and they don't install the product themselves, they're not going to guarantee the product.
Okay.
So now as you look at all these reviews and somebody said, yeah, I bought this and the pilot light went out and man, the thing didn't work. So if you go to, you know, Home Depot and Lowe's or Ace and buy your water heater and the plumber puts it in and that system, you know, the gas valve goes out or they needs a new thermocoupler, he's going to say, hey, Linda, that's not my problem. I didn't buy the water heater. So now you got to deal with blah, 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 blah. So it's a question of whether or not you want to do that. Two places you can go that are sponsors here on the show. Plumbers 911, okay, or PermaSeal that offers plumbing services. They supply the water heaters. They do the work. They guarantee the work. They guarantee the product that they installed for at least a year in case there's any kind of problems. And and if you're going to make me choose, you're either going to put an A.O. Smith or a Rheem water heater.
Okay. That was my next question.
I'm here
so either those two.
I'm here for you, Linda. Other than I'm not going to install a water heater for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Love you, Linda.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, look at that. She loves me. Now there's an easier way to clean your shower without all the fuss. Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray. Just spray your shower once a week to clean and prevent the buildup of soap scum and everyday shower grime. It also cleans mold and mildew stains. Spray Wet and Forget Shower on shower fixtures, curtains, enclosures, glass, tiles, and tubs. The next day, simply rinse it clean. I love this stuff. There's no wiping or scrubbing. Wet and Forget Shower is non-abrasive, so it won't scratch or dull as it cleans. The high-efficiency sprayer allows you to clean those hard-to-reach areas and speeds up an application time. The gentle, bleach-free, and ammonia-free formula leaves your bathroom with a soft vanilla scent. You'll be cleaning your bathroom in your birthday suit. Who knew cleaning the shower could be so easy? Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray for a clean shower without all the fuss. Get Wet and Forget Shower at participating Lowe's, Menards, and Meijer store, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. Susan Burgess, you're a young lady. You're younger than me. Do you remember a show in the maybe 90s or 80s? I want to say it was Mike and Mindy or Mike and Mandy.
Mork and Mindy.
No.
No?
It was like a show. I don't know how we got on this subject, but I just talked about cleaning your shower, you know, when you're naked.
Yeah.
It was, I can picture the woman. She was a blonde woman. You know what she was? Do you remember Charlie's Angels?
Of course.
Okay, but do you remember how there was an iteration of different angels?
Yes.
Okay. The last blonde angel had a TV series with a guy, and they were like a young couple married. And I remember that whenever they would get in an argument, which is part of the show, she would say, take all your clothes off. And they would have their arguments naked. And it was, you know, it was network television, so you didn't see him naked. But it was like a thing. You don't remember that show?
You know what? If I had seen it, I'm surely would have remembered it.
But she, I think, was one of the, she was the actress that was, I'm going to find it.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk.
I'm not crazy.
You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in.
Yeah,
you
got to blow it out. I'm not crazy.
You're a little crazy.
Well, but, you know,
The show was called Jack and Mike. The actress's name was
Shelley Hack,
who was a Charlie's Angels. Stay with me. And you just found clip that where they took all their clothes off. You know, 1986, Susan, you don't remember?
It was right after
Moonlighting.
I know. You know, and I watched Moonlighting, too, so I don't know why I didn't watch that show.
You know, on Friday, I was doing my segment on WGN-TV. I was talking about lawnmower maintenance, and at one point I tilted the lawnmower up, and I said, oh, you got to change the blade, you know, and all you have to do is you got to, there's the one big nut right in the middle that you have to take off, and I said, just like me, one big nut. Shelley Hack, Jack and Mike, take all your clothes off when you argue. So the thing, the takeaway today is when you're in an argument with your, Susan's been married 19 years.
Actually, Sam I was did, texted, seven. I'm corrected, 17 years.
So you're in trouble.
I am in trouble.
17 years. So, I mean, I'm sure you and your husband every now and then get in a little argument.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, what's your husband's first name?
John.
John. John, take all your clothes off. Yes. I promise you, if you said that to any husband in the middle of an argument, he would absolutely do what you say.
Interesting approach.
Right? Think about it. If you want your way, think about that. You said you're a bad arguer. Lindsay said, I'm a terrible debater when we get in an argument.
I could go into so many things right here.
Right.
I'm not going to.
So the next time for you, I'm telling you, if you want your way, there isn't a guy that wouldn't do exactly what you said at that point. Let's
Good
do Just
advice.
Text Me.
This is Just Text Me.
Sponsored by...
Mike and Mindy. What's the show called?
Jack and Mike.
Lou and Lindsay. No, I don't know why me. Lou. My mom wanted a St. Anthony statue for the yard. I found a 3-foot statue at a garage sale. It is like one you see in church, but I found out that it's not for the outdoors. Is there anything I can use to protect it to keep it outside? I think I know what you'll say.
Well, but what's it made out of?
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
What about that stuff from Rust-Oleum?
Oh, ever?
Never wet. Never sealed.
Never wet.
No, never wet. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what? That's not a bad idea. I don't know what it's... okay. See, the problem with the never wet, which is a product by Rust-Oleum, it's a product that you can spray on cushions or a hard surface that literally it's a
Oh, you were so good at this before. I'll come up with it. Keep talking about it.
Hydrobiolic?
No. Keep talking.
Okay. So you spray you spray it on and the water just rolls off of it like it was if you had an umbrella and you see rain coming off of an umbrella, it's like that. The only thing is, I don't know what it's made out of, and moisture can get up underneath it and decay it. But this, if you found it at a garage sale and you spent, you know, whatever, it was a deal, you buy this little spray, clean it all off, spray it on there. What's it called?
It's a super hydrophobic coating.
Hydrophobic, right. Hydrophobic coating. And it really does work. That's a good one.
I know.
Yeah, very good. Good call.
Stick with me.
Well, you were part of the question.
See, they know who to ask. Okay, but this one, don't ask me. How do you get rid of box elder bugs?
There is a terrific product. This time of year, as it starts to warm up, they're going to collect on the warm side of a house where the sun hits it. There is this great concentrated product called Bug Slayer with 2 G's. It's a concentrate that you mix, spray it on where you see the box elders. They'll crawl through it. They'll go back to the nest. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
They're very difficult to control.
Box this elders. One said, OMG, I just looked behind the refrigerator kick plate and under the fridge. This was after you talked about the how to get rid of allergens.
Mm-hmm.
Glad my kids aren't home to see what I'm seeing. I'm going straight to your Facebook page for more cleaning suggestions.
Oh, look at that. I'm telling you what, this is something that nobody does. And the way refrigerators are built now, everything is underneath. And the amount of dust that collects on the coils and by the fan, first of all, it's going to boost the efficiency of your fridge and freezer immensely because it's really the only appliance that you have in your home that is running 24/7.
Right.
I mean, it shuts down, but it runs a lot. So, good call.
Lou, when I check my faucet aerators, they always have a black rubbery debris stuck in them. What could that mean?
It could be that you've got some sediment loosening up within the body of the faucet itself, depending on the age. There could be sediment in the water. I don't know whether you have domestic city water or you're coming out of a well. There could be some sediment there. You know, a whole house water filter, canister kind, is really not a bad idea for many appliances to make sure that the water is at least filtered a little bit from sediment. That will help. But, you know, something that you continually see like that can be the start of a breakdown within the faucets themselves and or valves or water lines that could be replaced from the stops, the not your water lines the whole way. But, the other thing, too, is if you have an older home, you had all your water lines replaced by what's the name of that company?
Repipe Specialists.
Repipe Specialists. And, you know, if you have an older home with galvanized piping and risers, that can start to break down. And, you know, and also diminish the water pressure. The water pressure in your house is great now, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's night and day.
Yeah, good.
Okay, last question. Lou, I have a very stubborn robin who flies and bangs into the window of our home, especially on sunny days. Mm. I've tried taping baggies of water with pennies to the windows, but it just goes to another window and does the same thing. Short of taping baggies on all the windows, is there anything else I can do? The bird is crazy, blind, or has a TBI. Traumatic brain injury.
Well, it's a reflection that the bird is seen and it thinks it can fly through.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So, what? Look at you. Yeah. They're birds.
No.
One of the things that you can try is if you have window treatments, close them to cut the glare so that they can't see into the place. The baggy penny thing is fine, but instead, the problem is it's too localized. If you take a ribbon and just tape that up over the windows, a couple of them so they blow around, that will show them, in fact, that they can't blow through, and that should avoid it. You know, just whatever color ribbon, red ribbon, yellow, doesn't matter. Yellow for spring. How about yellow for spring? And just tape it up, a couple of them, and let them blow around. And that should, once they move on to other stuff, it should be just fine. 9:46 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Happy trails.
Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by our friends at Townstone Financial. Bob is in McFarland, Wisconsin. Bob, you're our last caller.
Thanks for taking my call, Lou. I appreciate it.
Yeah, do me a favor. We're going to get your information. We're going to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature on your home's air from your smartphone, brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. Where is McFarland, Wisconsin?
It's a southeastern suburb of Madison.
Oh, all right. Got it. How can I help you,
sir? Well, my wife and I bought a home here about 6 years ago, which was flipped. And the person who tried to flip it was not a very good flipper, so to speak. And he installed concrete countertops in our kitchen and bathroom, and also put in a concrete layer, sort of like a substitute for tile, in the shower. And my wife and I it's hard to keep clean in the shower, and we're trying to figure out what we should do. And it's grayish and just it's unsightly. So what we're trying to figure out is, can we just tile over that concrete layer? It's about a quarter inch thick. Or do we have to, you know, take that concrete layer off?
Okay. Yeah, how are the countertops in the kitchen?
Well, let's put it this way. They look okay, but they're starting to crack a little bit. But
right.
Integrity-wise, they're okay. The one on the kitchen island shifts when you put some pressure on it. Eventually, I think the concrete is just going to start cracking and peeling, and we might do the synthetic thing that you just talked about earlier in your show.
Okay, the layer, the quarter-inch layer that you're talking about, do you know what's under it?
My guess is it's
the old tile.
It could be, or could be just drywall that
like a dense shield, yeah.
Yeah, and under on the bottom of the shower is just a shower pan, you know, the basic shower fiberglass.
Wait. So there's a pan. So there's a fiberglass pan. Then he put something on top, and then he put concrete. What are the walls?
Well, the walls on some of the walls in the bathroom are actually the tile, the little tile that you can buy at the improvement stores, in which there are little sections that you kind of just plaster on. He just did it all over the place. It's just kind of a hodgepodge thing. But then again, this concrete goes mostly around the shower, and there's a section about, I would say, 6 inches from the top that's actually just drywall. So we're just trying to figure out to tile over everything to make it look better and maintain easier.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but if you go over the top of that, all you're doing is trying to make a leather purse out of a pig's ear. And so I just worry that you're going to spend all this time trying to put a layer over the top. And I mean, I guess if you want to just cover it and make it easy to maintain, then I would tell you to go to a company like Rebath or Bath Fitter and have them come do an acrylic liner over the whole thing.
Okay.
Now, if you did that, you'd probably spend a couple thousand bucks, okay, to do that. If it were me, how long are we going to stay in this house, Bob?
Well, we've got kids, 12, 14, 16, until they're gone.
Okay. So you're in the expensive time of your life, and it's only going to get more expensive. But if it were me, I'd rip it all out and put in a nice shower. This is your master?
Yes.
Okay. So as you know, these kids are going to take over your entire life, and you're going to be doing everything for them for the next, you know, at least the rest of your life.
And, they already have taken over our
exactly.
life.
Exactly. So the one thing that you and your wife need is a nice shower to go and say, I'm going to take a shower, leave me alone. Take it all out. Go buy a base called Tile Ready, which is a prefab base that you can put down on the drain, and then you can tile that and put a nice tile wall on there to make it look really nice. Invest in a really nice shower for you too. Don't spend the $2,000 now, unless you want to do the $2,000 now to save some money to do this shower later.
No, I think it's a matter of doing the whole bathroom because, again, there's concrete countertops in the bathroom.
All right, so if this is a short-term thing, then find a Rebath or Luxury Bath or Bath Fitter guy up in the Madison area to come out and give you a quote. Do it down and dirty, cover it all up, easy to maintain. Save your money, budget for it, so that when you do a whole remodel job, you can afford it and make it pie there. But you do this liner, you'll buy yourself at least 5 years of worry-free. And you know what? The stuff actually looks pretty good. Bob, hang on a second so we can get your information to send you out that Wi-Fi thermostat from our friends at American Weathermakers. We'll be right back.